Yeah, well, you wonder why we have a message just for the youth. Well, sometimes I think the message for the youth, we take the same gospel message and we put it down on a level that the young people can understand. And a lot of times I get people come to me and say, "Preacher, I get more out of your youth message than I do your regular message." And I'm okay with that because the gospel shouldn't be complicated. Did you ever go to the movie and you walk up to that window where a person is behind the window and you want to get a ticket so that you can get into that movie? Well, that's what I want to talk about today. The ticket to the Spirit. Not the movie, but to the Spirit. Now, I think all of us know that when we get that ticket to go to the movie, we walk through the door and there's usually a person standing inside there, and we are to give them our ticket so that we can get in. But, you know, you have a choice. If you change your mind, you don't want to give him the ticket, you just won't get into the movie. But you do give the man the ticket because you do want to go to the movies. You decide, well, I better give it to him or I'll never get in to see the movie. Well, that's the only way that you can get in, is to buy the ticket and then go in and give it to the person inside. But what's he do? He does something a little scary after you give it to him. Most of the time they tear it in half and give you a half, and he keeps the other half. I was glad that I had given him my ticket because I really wanted to see the movie. But that's the way that some people feel. I have always said that Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Now, a lot of people would say, well, I hope that Jesus would still live here on earth. And I'm kind of unhappy that he went back to live with his Father in heaven. Though, why do they think that? Well, Jesus had a special purpose when he came to this earth. And whenever he took the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary and he was crucified, he was dead and he was buried, and then the third day he was raised from the dead. You know what it did? It broke that bondage on the old guy Satan that had against us, saying, well, you're going to die, you're going to die, this is the end of it. No, he broke that bondage because Satan was lying to us. Can you imagine the devil lying to you? But he did. And then a lot of people seen Jesus, and then it was time to go home to be with the Father. And Jesus said, I got to go to be with the Father, but I told you I would never leave you nor forsake you. So God's going to send the Holy Spirit to you in my place. I will always be there, not in the physical sense, but I'll always be with you. And since the Spirit of God is here with all of us, we can enjoy God and being with God forever. Now, this is Pentecost Sunday, and all that means is it's a special time when we celebrate the birthday of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus knew what he was doing when he left and he sent the Spirit. We had to give Jesus up to get the ticket so that we could have something much better. So before, I just had a ticket and a promise, and there was a movie that I wanted to go see. Now, I gave that ticket away because I've seen the movie. It's the same with the truth of the living God through Christ. You don't get him in pieces. You get him God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Before, we only had the promise of life after death. But now that Jesus had come and going back to the Father, we have life, and we have it forever. That's the gift that Jesus gave us, the gift of love and the promise of eternal life, being with him forever. Well, hope and pray you're having a good day. Enjoy sharing with you in this special way on the youth message for the online service.